हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता एस इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 8 अटाइनिंग द सुप्रीम टेक्स्ट नंबर 28 पार्ट 2। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वेदेषु यज्ञेषु तपस्सु चैव दानेषु यत्पुण्यफलं प्रतिष्ठम् अद्येति तत्सर्वमिदं विदित्वा यो हि परस्थानमुपैति चाद्यम्। वेदेषु यज्ञेषु तपस्सु चैव दानेषु यत्पुण्यफलं प्रतिष्ठम् अद्येति तत्सर्वमिदं विदित्वा यो हि परस्थानमुपैति चाद्यम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ए पर्सन हु एक्सेप्ट द पाथ ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस इज नॉट बरिफ्ट ऑफ द रिजल्ट derived from studying the Vedas, performing sacrifice, undergoing austerities, giving charity, or pursuing philosophical and fruitive activities. Simply by performing devotional service, he attains all this, and at the end, he reaches the supreme eternal abode. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Saksharan Militam Enam तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनधारणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरं। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन्यति नामिनि। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणि निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी भाषत देश तारिणी। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, now we are in chapter 8, attaining the supreme, text number 28 and part 2. Yesterday we have discussed that one must perform the various sacrifices, austerity, penance, and he should study the Vedas under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, living in a Gurukula under his guidance, and he should beg door to door for the alms. Then he should get up early in the morning. Then this way there are so many various procedure mentioned by the Supreme Lord. So today further Krishna is explaining that one who is in performing a devotional service, whatever the result one get after performing all the studying the Vedas and austerity penance, and just by simply performing a devotional service and he get all the result. So this is the beauty of a Krishna conscious in one stroke, and he gets everything. He surpasses all the rituals of the different orders of the life. In Brahmachari, when he is married, when he is in a Vanaprastha, when he is in a Sannyasi, so many orders are given, so many rules and regulations are given. But person who is performing the devotional service and he surpasses everything and he obtains all the results. So, we should understand Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 and 8 to understand this statement. So, how we can get all the result? One must study the Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 and 8 and understand. We should not understand with a mental speculator or the scholars. We should associate with the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we should try to understand Bhagavad Gita. Just like earlier also we have given the example, if the doctor, if the student in a medical university, he go to the doctor to learn. He don't go to the mechanical engineer, or he go to some other engineer and learn his mechanical subject. He learn from the professor who knows the subject. So similarly, only the devotees of the Supreme Lord knows the subject of the Krishna. He only knows the science of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we should associate with the devotee, then we try to understand. So when we try to understand, then we can understand this statement is that by performing the devotional service, we get all the results of performing other orders. From Bhagavad Gita 1 to 6 and 8 to 18 is like a covering. The real essence is that the jewel, the diamond is there between the chapter 7 to 12. That is the essence of the Bhagavad Gita. Just like when we take the bread, on the top and bottom there will be bread and inside there will be a cream. So that is the very much tasty. So similarly, Bhagavad Gita also from chapter 7 to 12 is the essence of Bhagavad Gita is given. If one understands this essence of middle 6th chapter, then devotee at once become glorified. If somebody, fortunately, he try to understand this chapters from 7 to 12, then he will be glorified beyond all the penance, sacrifice, life, charity and speculations, etc. He will be glorified like anything. All can be achieved by Krishna consciousness. If somebody performing devotional service, all can be performed devotional service. There was many people, they all went to king from the village. Everyone went and all the people, they asked the king, Oh my dear, we don't have this, we don't have this, we don't have this. Everyone ask one. So the king said, okay, take it. Somebody ask electricity, somebody ask water, somebody this problem, that problem, that problem. So practically the king everything to all the people. Then one lady, she came and asked, the king asked this lady, and she said, I don't want anything. Huh? Really, you don't want anything? Everybody is asking, give me, and you are saying you don't want anything? Then she said, my dear king, I don't want anything, but you kindly visit my home. Kindly visit my home in this way. She said, then king also agreed, okay, fine, I will visit your house one day, no problem. Then if the king of the entire country, if he is going to this lady's house, and he cannot go to the simple house. If you see during the election time, if the chief minister is visiting our people, they are very much tricky, and they will repair all the roads, and then they will repair all the lights and so many things, they will repair it. So similarly, when the king is going to this lady's house, they practically repair the road, put the road, put the lights and arrange the water, arrange the electricity. Practically they have done everything. Whatever other people they ask, all that they practically covered for this lady. So practically she did not ask anything, she simply invited the king to her home, that's all. But indirectly she got everything. So similarly, the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they satisfied the Supreme Lord. They satisfied the Supreme Lord. Whatever the other method won't get the result, the devotees of the Lord, they get simply by doing devotional service. Just like this lady, simply she invited the king to her home. That's all. So similarly, the devotees, they purchase the Supreme Lord with a bhakti. Since they are purchasing the Lord with a bhakti, they get everything. Just like Krishna gives example, when the small well, whatever the small wells are serving, that can be served by the one reservoir of water. So similarly, when we do bhakti, we get everything. One should have a basic faith. To understand all these things, we need to start with a basic faith. Then we should learn from the devotee. Once we have a little faith, then what will happen? We will associate with the devotees of the Supreme Lord. Then we learn one by one. So all these devotional activities about the Supreme Lord, only devotees can understand. Other people, they cannot understand. The people will criticize also. Many times we see atheistic people, they simply criticize the activities of the Supreme Lord because they are not able to understand. Only the devotees, they can understand about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Once we associate with the devotee, we progress in devotional service. As long as we are not associating with the devotees of the Supreme Lord, then we will not progress in devotional service. Even Krishna comes and teach directly, we will not progress in devotional service. We need to regularly associate with the devotees of the Supreme Lord. Just like when you wanted to grow the business, you want to always associate with the person who are interested in the business. If you go and associate with a person who is not interested in business, what will happen? Anyway, he is not interested in business. If you go and associate with this person who is not interested in business, and how can you improve your business? You cannot improve your business. So similarly, we are very much interested in progress in devotional service. We have to associate with the Supreme Personality's devotees. Then once we associate with the devotees of the Lord, that will remove all misgiving. Because we are having so much of misgiving in our mind. So when we associate with the devotees, all the misgiving about Krishna or God will be removed. What about his activities? His activities are Janma Karma Chame Divya. His activities are very, very special. It is not like our own activities. When Krishna married 16,108 wife, it is not like an ordinary marriage, it is an extraordinary marriage. When Krishna lifted Govardhan hill, it is extraordinary. His activity, to understand his activity, we have to associate with the devotees. Ordinary people will think, oh, Krishna married 16,108 wife, you see how much he is enjoying. So in this way, they will wrongly misinterpret and they wrongly conclude. But we should associate with the devotees and learn properly why Krishna married 16,800 wife. He is interested in sex desire, that's why he is married? No, definitely. Because these queens, they were struck with asuras. And Krishna went, he killed the asura, then all the 16,000 queens, they pray to the Supreme Lord. Hey Krishna, I know this demon is kidnapped us. Demon kidnapped us. Hereafter nobody will marry us, so you kindly you marry. Then Krishna agreed, okay, I am your eternally protector. I have to protect you. So Krishna married happily. So Krishna is not, you know, having some sex desire. That's why he isn't married like that. But the people, foolish people, they does not know anything. They simply criticize. They does not know the activities of the Lord. Then form. When we form also, many people, they say so many things about God. Many people, they say no form, this form, that form, like this. So all this misgiving will be gone. Then his pastime, then his name and other future. Krishna is having so many wonderful pastimes. This all pastime can be understood only with association of the devotees. So once all the misgiving is gone, then devotee, what will happen? He relish, he enjoy the study of Bhagavad Gita. Once he misgiving is gone, once he get the strength, he will enjoy very much and to study the Bhagavad Gita. Then he feel always in Krishna consciousness. Then he fall love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like we feel like some girl or boy, then what will happen? We fall in love with her or love with him. So similarly, the devotees of the Lord, they also fall in love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since they are loving the Supreme Lord so much, this will enable them to transfer to the Goloka Vrindavanam. Since they are loving so much Supreme Lord, then we will transfer to the Supreme Abode. Once we transfer to the Supreme Abode, then devotees will become eternally happy. So as the essence of this shloka is there, whatever the result one get by performing the study of the Vedas, performing sacrifice, performing the penance, performing the austerities, undergoing them, living under Gurukul and all those things, this everything we will get simply by doing a devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we do the devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we get all the results. Because this is the direct process. This is a very safe and this is a very, very certain. So this is the conclusion shloka for this chapter. So this chapter is entitled is Attaining the Supreme, and we have discussed various topic in this shloka and how one can attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram yaprayati sa madbhavam vidina sastra samsayah. At the time of death, whatever one remembers, he will attain that state without fail, so Krishna said. So it is a very, very important, we should remember Krishna at the time of our death. If we wanted to remember Krishna at the time of the death, we should make a practice. Daily basis, when we practice, definitely we can remember the Supreme Lord at the time of our death. Once we remember Krishna at the time of our death, then definitely we will go back to the spiritual world without doubt. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thus in the Bhaktivedanta purport to the 8th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, in the matter of attaining the Supreme. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Hare Om Tat Sat.